You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I'm very pleased to say we have Emily Rutton on the line coming to us live from Queenstown to have a chat about the greatest Christmas show on earth coming to the Octagon, coming to the Regent Theatre this Thursday. Good morning to you, Emily. How are we?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Full of the joys of spring. We're in Queenstown today, so that's always a nice place to be in the world.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. It's I always find it quite... I love the nature side of things, but I also think it's very materialist-y kind of town, you know?
There is that element. I just love, like, everywhere you look, there's just so many people who have just been out and about in the great outdoors. So they're all out in their active wear and like having a great time, limping along if they've come off a great walk or whatever. But yeah, no, it's fabulous down here.
It's a gorgeous spot. I love the drive to Queenstown. It's pretty phenomenal.
It's awesome.
Now, before we get talking into about this show, I want to talk about the state of Christmas, because I'm not sure about you, but I feel like for me, I'm 25 now, and I don't know, I feel like that Christmas might have lost its charm a little bit. And people might not be celebrating it as much as they used to. And this isn't in a right wing sort of way. I just mean I don't know. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
Oh, Christmas is beautiful. It's such a great time to be with family. And I think it's, you know, it is, it can be really, I think Christmas is really hard for people sometimes that have had a hard year. And so, yeah, your heart kind of breaks for them because it's such a special and meaningful time. You know, family, I think family and friends and just, and you know, if you're away from your family at that time, finding people to have an orphan's Christmas or finding people to be able to share a bit of joy with, I think it's a lovely time to be able to have a bit of hope and joy, you know, reflect on the year and then hope for a better one to come. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love Christmas. I've always loved Christmas. I'm a big Christmas fan, so
you'd hope so.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you play fiddle for Hobbiton tours, or that you've done so in the past. Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah, I have been invited to play at Hobbiton a couple of times with Gerry O'Neill and Marika Balzac. They are some phenomenal musicians up in Auckland. And so, yeah, we go down and we do some of the big, they do these big events and various, you know, International Hobbit Day, which is a real thing. I didn't know that was a thing, but yes, it is a thing. We do lots of big events, and they are just the most amazing crew down there. The people that work at Hobbiton are phenomenal. Alice Patterson and his whole team. So yeah, no, we have a lot of music just opens these incredible doors, and you get to see amazing places and meet amazing people, and it's just a real blessing really to be able to partake of that.
Yeah, the doors especially in Hobbiton are pretty amazing because they're just doors. The doors they open. Do you have to wear like Hobbit? Do you have to cosplay as a Hobbit when you're down there?
Indeed.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah. It's a dream.
A dream come true, eh? Now, the greatest Christmas show, it's coming down to Otipoti this Thursday. It's a variety extravaganza. Can you tell me why is it the greatest Christmas show on earth?
Well, it is the greatest Christmas show on earth. It has a mixture of everything. It has magic, singing, dancing. There's a bit of a cirque in there, a bit of aerial display as well, which is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just a real great for children, a great kids Christmas show, family friendly event. And so it's just a lot of fun. I think, you know, if you're having a bit of a tough time, put your worries in your back pocket and come and have a night out, because it is a lot of fun. It's just fun, you know, put on a Christmas jumper and come along. You know, be entertained. It's genuinely, the artists and the musicians and the dancers that are traveling with the show are just so insanely talented. I'm blown away every day by what they do. It's just a treat. It's a real joy to be able to see them perfect their craft and share that talent with people. So yeah, it's an amazing show. It's super cool.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the leads alongside vocalist Kat Hay from Ototahi Christchurch. I assume your fiddle abilities are going to be on full display in this show.
I do have one. There is a fiddle. You'll have to come along and have a look, but yes, there is a little bit of fiddle playing in there. I'm primarily on the piano for this one,
but
I got to play a Steinway the other day in Invercargill. That was pretty amazing.
A Steinway?
It's worth $500,000.
Yeah. My brother used to sell them in Melbourne. They're incredibly prestigious pianos.
Oh, I did. I may or may not have shed a tear or 20, because it's pretty special for it. Like, yeah, I'm just from Whangarei. Like, I'm not. That was pretty nice for me to be able to play such a beautiful instrument. So yeah, loved it. It was amazing.
That's so cool. You were in Invercargill on what, Friday? How receptive was the audience down there?
Oh, they're lovely.
Mean.
Just lovely people. Mean. Yeah, so cute. The kids, we like. There's often a meet and greet after the show, and all the little kids are just like frothing. They're so cute. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Oh, that's pretty adorable. Nice. And was that your first time going down there?
I've never been to Invercargill. Yeah, loved it. It's
true.
A beautiful place.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad. Because maybe if you came down 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you might not see the same thing, because it's had a big sort of redevelopment in the city centre.
The thing I loved was all the street art. There's some beautiful street art down there. And, I mean, everything closes at all the supermarkets were shut by like 9 o'clock, I think, mm-hmm. which was, you know, typical small town New Zealand. But, yeah, no, it was great. We loved it. We did love it. Invercargill. It was good.
I'm really, really glad to hear. Now, this is a big festival. This is a big, not festival, sorry. It's a big show to organise. There's 18 shows in less than a month's time span. That's quite a lot. How do you think you're going to hold up with the stamina sort of aspect of the tour?
You do have to look after yourself a little bit. So we're doing our best. We're doing our best just trying to get as much, I think, sleep is the biggest thing, because often the hours can be a little bit hectic if you've got a, I think we've got a couple of days where we have fairly big drives to get across the country and then a show that night. So it's just trying to manage your energy levels, eat well, sleep well, rest well. The dancers take really good care of themselves. You know, they're always eating really healthily. And so you do have to factor that in, because it is quite tiring, you know, and it's a lot of adrenaline when you're running around at full volume, full noise, putting on these massive shows and then driving the next day up and driving for the next one. Mm. But touring is one of the most fun things that I have ever done, because you're in a bus with all these wonderful people, you know, and it's a total laugh. It's a total laugh. So yeah, it's great. But you do have to take it, especially, yeah, you just have to take it a little bit easy when you've got quite a few dates in a row, so yeah. But love it.
Who's in charge of the music when you guys are driving?
Well, myself and Kat, our singer, we have taken control of the playlist, so it's currently featuring a lot of Olivia Dean.
Nice. That's awesome. The Illusionist Anthony Street produced this production, and you mentioned before there's some magic in here.
There is.
That makes sense.
There is. So Anthony is a phenomenal illusionist. He does these very incredible illusions. So we have Sasha traveling with us, who is our illusionist here on the show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, very fun. It's great. The kids will love it. And the adults love it too. It's just great. Great entertainment.
That's sweet. Well, it wouldn't be a Christmas chat without talking about holiday plans. Do you have much planned for your end of year holidays after the tour?
After the tour, yes, I actually have a huge, it'll be a big end of year, so I'm going to Woodford Folk Festival. We've got, my band has a, we're playing at Woodford in Brisbane, and then we're playing at Signet Folk Festival in Tasmania, so quite a big summer patch for me, and then catching up with family and friends as possible. And then, it'll be great, can't wait.
No rest for the wicked, eh? Man.
No rest for the wicked, lots of music. Lots of fun, lots of travel, which is just how I like it. So it'll be great.
That's good. Now, you requested "O Holy Night" as your Christmas request. Was there any particular reason? Does it resonate with you from childhood? Is there anything going on?
Yes, it does. And my dad, it's one of my dad's favourite Christmas carols, and it's definitely one of mine. So yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love to hear a family story. Well, thank you for joining me and talking to me about the greatest Christmas show on earth. Are there any final words or thoughts you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Oh, we'd just come along. It'd be just so fun and enjoyable. And I hope the people that come really enjoy it. We're certainly having a wonderful time putting it on and putting it together. Mm-hmm. A lot of work and a lot of effort. And hopefully the people that are able to come and see it just are able to have a really wonderful night off and just be beautifully entertained.
Mm-hmm. Mesmerised by Christmas magic.
Exactly.
I'm glad to hear. Well, thank you so much, Emily. Take care, man.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Emily Ruffton. We're talking to her about the greatest Christmas show on earth, which is coming down to Otipoti this Thursday. You can find tickets from regenttheatre.co.nz. No surprise, it is happening at the Regent Theatre. Coming up at 10 a.m., we're going to have...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.